learn Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis now of Maseches Tainus. We left off on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We were in the middle of this machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel as to whether someone who fasts is considered a sinner or is he considered a kadosh. Shmuel said that he's considered a sinner, just like a nazir is called a sinner even just for holding himself back from wine, and Rabbi Lazar held that he's considered a kadosh, just like a nazir is considered a kadosh just for holding himself back from wine. So, frak the Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Lazar Achi, does Rabbi Lazar really think someone who fasts is called a kadosh? Didn't Rabbi Lazar tell us, La'olam yamo radam atzmo, a person should always view himself and feel ki'ilu kadosh shari b'toch me'av, as if his entire intestines are holy, and our Kadosh Baruch Hu is within him, and that's why shenemer b'kirbucha kadosh v'lo'ava b'ir, that's what it means, b'kirbucha kadosh, that his kirbayim, that his insides are kadosh. So from the fact that the insides of a person are considered kadosh, it's logical to assume that he's not allowed to contradict them and hold himself back from food and drink, or not allowed to hurt his insides by holding back from food and drink and by fasting, because by doing that, he's ruining the Kedusha. So how can you say that a person who fasts is called a Kadosh? To the contrary, a person who fasts is ruining his Kedusha, according to Rabbi Lazar. Says Gemara, lo kasha. That's not a problem. That's not a stira. Hadamatzi l'tzu'urei nafshe. That which we say that someone who fasts is called a holy person, called a kadosh, that's when he's a strong-bodied person and he's able to withstand fasting. When we say that a person should not fast in order that he doesn't that he doesn't ruin his insides, that he doesn't ruin the kedusha of his intestines, that's a very weak person who doesn't have the ability to fast. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says, Nikra Chassid. A person who fasts is not called a Rasha, he's not called a Kadosh, he's called a Chassid, a third possibility. Shnemar Gomel Nafsho Ish Chesed Va'ocher She'ero. That, Achzari, the pasuk continues. Someone who holds himself back from food and drink is called a Chassid, and if he fasts and he ruins his health, he's called an Achzari, he's called someone who's cruel. Amar Rav Sheshes, Hai Bar Be Rav, a yeshiva student, Yasef Betanisa, who chooses to fast, and his body can't physically handle it, that fast is not a good thing. Lechul kalba l'sheruse, a dog should eat his su'uda. Meaning it says, if a dog ate his meal, it's as if a person fasted because he had nothing to eat and a dog just ate up his meal. That fast is not considered a sign of righteousness or goodness or kedusha or anything. A yeshiva student has no business fasting because a yeshiva student needs to be strong in order to be able to learn Torah, in order to be able to focus, in order to be able to accomplish. So with that fast is worthless. It's just like a person who forgot his lunch at home, or the Gemara's version is a dog ate his lunch. That's what his fast counts for. Amar Yirmiyahu bar Abba, ein taina. By the way, that's why they say that even though there is an ancient minhag that if a person drops his tefillin, that he should fast, they say that yeshiva students shouldn't do so. That people who are yeshiva bachrim should not fast because it's going to ruin their learning, and the learning is more important than anything else. So they give tzedakah instead. Amar b'yom barabba, ein tainas sibor bebavel. There's a tainas, the stringencies of a tainas sibor are not observed in Bavel, because they had a lot of rain, so they never had to fast with all the stringencies of a tainas sibor. El tishba b'vad. The only exception is that they have tishba. Actually, before we get to this, let's just make a main point, which is that Rav Sheshes considers, I'm sorry, Reish Lakish considers someone who fasts a chassid, or Rav Sheshes says yeshiva bachrim shouldn't fast, yeshiva boys shouldn't fast. Great. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba tells us that the only Tainas Tzibur that has all the stringencies of a Tainas Tzibur that we observe in Bavel is Tisha B'Av. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Mish Lakish, Ein Talmud Chacham Rashei Leishe B'Tainas. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to fast an individual fast day that's not obligatory, that's not a clear chiyuv on him, and even if he's able to withstand it, Mipnei Shemima'it B'Melech HaShemayim, because in some way it's going to take away from his ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's similar to the Yeshiva Bachar, that a Talmud Chacham, if he's going to fast, fast, he's going to be weak, and it's going to be difficult for him to serve Hashem. So that's not a good thing. We don't want him to have a difficult time serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's better for a Talmud Chacham, and for Yeshiva Bacher for that matter, not to fast. So now, the Mishnah had said that when it comes to the first few fast days that they would fast when they didn't have rain, was that Ochlin V'shosin Mishecha Shecha, that as soon as it gets dark, they can eat and drink. Not as soon as it gets, meaning when it's dark outside, they're still allowed to eat and drink. The fast day only begins in the morning. It does not begin the night before. A person who wants to fast has to be mekabel the fast on the day before the fast. The Gemara is going to say later on that you need a kabbalas tainis on the previous day. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Huna, yachet shekibel of tainis. If an individual accepted to fast from the previous day and he says, I'm going to fast tomorrow, afilu achal v'shasa kol ha'layla, even if he ate and drank all night long, lemacharu mispalu tefilas tainis. The next day, he davens the tefillah of Anenu, which is what we call tefillas tainis. Even though normally the day starts the night before, when it comes to a fast day, the fast day starts morning of. Lun bita aniso, but if the laila, if the night after the tainis that he was mekabel, he went to sleep while still fasting, meaning he did not eat after his fast day was over, and he decided that he was going to continue to fast an additional light night, and he went to sleep that night, l'shem tainis, until the morning, so then einam espal shel tainis, he does not daven the fast day davening the next morning, because his fast day is over. The fact that he fasted that night is not considered to be the fast. Fast days in Bavel are only during the day. So why is this so? The Gemara has two possibilities why this might be so. Am Rav Yosef, Maika Savar Rav Huna. What does Rav Huna hold? What's his svara in saying this din, that someone who goes to sleep having still fasting does not say Anenu in the morning? So Svirle, Ein Mesan L'Shaos. Maybe he holds that accepting a fast day that's not for a full day, that's only for part of a day, doesn't work. So the guy accepted to fast through that night, but not through the whole next day, that's only a partial fast day, and therefore it's not considered a real fast day. So Odilma, or maybe no, maybe the svara is misan l'shaos. Maybe really Rav Huna holds that you can accept a fast day for a few hours, and it is called a fast day. And his kabbalah to fast even just a few hours is mechayev him to actually fast those few hours. And if he wants to go back on that fast and to taste something, he's not allowed to. And the reason we don't say anenu the next morning is for a different reason. That I'm misan l'shaos, say nemispal tefilas. That maybe even though it counts as a fast day, you just don't say anenu when you are misan l'shaos. Let's make that a concept. Misan l'shaos, someone who fasts part of a day. So again, two possibilities why someone who continues his fast into the night following his fast day would not say Anenu in Shachris the next morning. Either because the Tainis Shos doesn't count for anything, so it's not considered that he's in the middle of a fast day, or Tainis Shos does count for something, but you don't say Anenu on a Tainis Shos. Samle Abaye answers Rav Yosef, Liolam Kasav Rav Huna, Mis Anin L'Shos. Really, Rav Huna holds that a Tainis for a few hours of the fast day does count and is mechayev a person to fast. And really, even if you're only fasting part of the day, you do say anenu. But over here, the situation is the hours that he's fasting are nighttime hours, which he never accepted originally as part of his fast in the mincha the day before his fast. So Gemara now brings halacha l'maisa. Marukva ikla l'ginzak. Marukva went to a place called Ginzak. Bo mine, the people there asked him three questions. Misan l'shaos or ain't misan l'shaos? They asked him, does a fast day for just a few hours count or not? Lava biyadeh. He didn't know the answer. Second question they asked him, kan kanin shel nachrim. If you have pottery jugs that Goyim kept their wine in, which the obviously wine of Goyim is a problem called Stam Yenam, and not allowed to drink wine of Goyim. Asurin or Mutarin, are you allowed to use those jugs for our own wine, or are we not allowed to? Lava Biyadeh, he didn't know the answer. A third question they asked him was, which begadim did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the 7 days that they were preparing the Mishkan for use? Meaning, we find that Aaron and his children wear big day kahuna when they do the avoda. Now, during the 7 days of Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu was acting like a Kohen Gadol. So when he did the Avodah during those 7 days, even though we don't find that he was wearing big dekuna, but it's unlikely that he was wearing like jeans and a t-shirt while he was doing the Avodah for those 7 days. So like, what was he wearing? Was he wearing like regular clothing? Again, lava biyadeh. He didn't know the answer. Azul v'sha'il Bei Midrasha. So Marukva went and asked these questions in the Beis Medrash. Amrulei, they said to him, Hilchas HaMesanon LaShaos. By the way, the halacha is on the first shayla that you can fast for part of the day. It counts as a real fast. Umespal and Tefilas Titus, and you say Anenu as part of that fast. As far as the second question that they asked, Vehilchsa Kankanin Shal Nachrim Lacha Shemasar Chodesh Mutarin. After it's been 12 months have passed, then a Jew is allowed to keep his wine in it as well, because we assume that the whatever flavor the non-Jew's wine imparted into the barrel is gone after 12 months. And as far as the third question, Bameshi Mish Moshe Kol Shivas Yimei Milum, what clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the 7 days of Milum when they were preparing the Mishkan? Bechaluk Lavan, he wore a nice white robe, a nice white shirt. Rav Kahana Masi, Rav Kahana taught that Bechaluk Lavan Shein Lo Imra, that it was not just a white robe, but it was a white robe that didn't have a hem. It didn't have anywhere you could hide money or anything. It didn't have a hem, it was just a plain flowing white robe. So let's make a couple of main points over here. Let's do main point number two, I guess, is that, let's say, Rav Huna holds, that fasting the night after a fast day is not mechayev one to say anenu at shachris, either because ein misanin l'shaos, or because hamisanin l'shaos Enum espalol tefilas tainus, which means either because we don't have partial fast days, or even if we, or because we do have partial fast days, but you don't say anenu by partial fast days. And then the last main point, three questions Mar Ukva didn't know the answer to. But he was told, the answer. Number one, that the son of the shows who was following the Philistines, partial fasts are okay, and we say anenu. Number two, jugs of Goyim are okay after 12 months. And number three, or letter C, the way I'm doing it, Moshe wore a white flax robe, during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Great. So Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up next time from Amar Rav Chisda, the last three words on the daf.